the Kearney Catholic Try coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. It's time for Tuesday Night Volleyball on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and Minden. And those are the three schools that are playing here tonight. Two of them ranked in the top five in Class C1 in the Minden Whippets and the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, and also the Gibbon Buffaloes battling tonight. And we've got all the action for you here on Classic Hits. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back, take a look at the starting lineups, and tell you how the teams did in their first weekend right after this.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Weekend mornings are hard to wake up and get going. So Sportsman's Restaurant is giving you a reason to get up and get to Gibbon for a full breakfast menu Saturdays from 6 to 10, and all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and fresh fruit bar on Sundays for only $5.95. And as if that's not enough to make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon, Sportsman's is doing a Sunday brunch buffet from 11 to 2 for only $7.95 as well. Sportsman's, giving you a reason to get up this weekend.
It's time now for a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. First off, for the visiting Gibbon Buffaloes, their service rotation looks like this. Number 13 is a 5'9" senior, Taylor Godberson. Number 7 is a 5'3" junior, Kate Baker. Number 3 is a 5'9" senior, Carissa Cranow. Number 10 is a 5'7" senior, Macy Milks. Number 6 is a 5'3" junior, Melissa Baker. And number 5 is a 5'7" sophomore in Harley Brown. No libero for the Buffaloes. Their head coach is Bob Godberson, assisted by Tara Beveridge and Kelly Cooksley. Gibbon went 1-1 last weekend in the opening triangular over at Adams Central. They beat Adams Central and lost to Ravenna, as Ravenna won both matches last Thursday night. Now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Number 1 is a 5'6" junior, Michaela Mestel. Number 14 is a 6-foot junior, Megan Anderson. Number 11 is a 5'10" senior, Ellie Conley. Number 2 is a 5'9" senior, Haley McKelvey. Number 7 is a 6'1 junior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 5 is a 5'7 sophomore, Shayla Connor. The libero is number 23, a 5'4 freshman in Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Lady Stars, who just picked up career win number 400 on Thursday night, is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Brad Childress, and Lisa Sokolowski. The Stars are ranked number 1 of the state in Class C1. They won their opening duel in straight sets Thursday night here at home against Loup City. That's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Now, the Minden Whippets are the third team in this triangular tonight, and they will play our next two matches. Now, kind of a reminder here, given most of these girls were on last year's ball club that went right around 500, but of course without Jerrica Pearson in the lineup, that's the major loss for Gibbon. For Kearney Catholic, the core of their team is back, but you lose a setter, you lose a libero, you lose three seniors that were pretty good servers off last year's team, but they made it to the state championship and ended up as the runner-up to Grand Island Central Catholic and are ranked number 1 heading into this season. But still, not a lot of seniors. Only McKelvey and Conley are seniors on this Kearney Catholic ball club. So only two seniors for Kearney Catholic, three seniors on the lineup for Gibbon, and all of them are in the starting lineup tonight. We'll be back with more as we get ready for volleyball on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a minute.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
A lot of volleyball going on around the area tonight, including Adams Central and St. Cecilia playing in Hastings. So they're at home. Grand Island Senior High is at home. And there's plenty of other good competition around the Tri-Cities. So wherever you're at watching volleyball tonight, glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. And this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It is Gibbon and Kearney Catholic getting ready to get things underway with our first serve right after this timeout.
Have you heard the news? The Gibbon American Legion is now serving a full Legion breakfast and lunch menu 7 days a week. Everyone's invited to enjoy the great food at the Legion. You don't need to be a member. And the Gibbon American Legion would like to invite everyone in to watch the Husker games too, with food and drink specials available during the game. Stop in and say happy 90th anniversary. That's right, the Gibbon American Legion is celebrating 90 years this month. Thanks for all your business and support.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. A big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics all season long, no matter what the sport, and also on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. So if you've got friends, family, alum across the world, have them tune into tonight's volleyball action. All three matches are here on Classic Hits and kkpr.com. It's always a tough start for Gibbon to the year. They have the Adams Central and Ravenna ball clubs for a long time there, of course. Very powerful Ravenna state champions there. Then they come and play Minot and Kearney Catholic, who have been ranked in the top 10 for a number of years. Then they've got the Kearney Catholic Invitational, which has no fewer than four top 10 teams this Saturday. Then they'll take on Central City and Donovan Trumbull in a triangular on the 13th, and then probably be pretty competitive for the rest of this month. But Gibbon, a very solid under Bob Godverson, a ball club that is looking to at least be competitive here tonight. Anything that they do in a win would be a major upset, but they just need to keep on trucking along because, unfortunately for Gibbon, they just have a bad draw when it comes to where they are in the state of Nebraska with all of the talent right down the road in the sub-districts, in the districts, in the Lou Platt Conference. But they've always seemed to find a way to hold their own. This is a team that if they were in the western part of the state or the northeast, you'd have to think over the last few years, instead of being 500, would be winning 65 to 75% of their ball games, but it's just the top five teams that they continue to play throughout the season. Kearney Catholic has won the toss, and they will open things up here, moving from right to left. Michaela Mestel will serve it away. Of course, Gibbon moving from left to right, and we are underway. And the mini-jump serve is picked up by the Buffaloes in the back row. They'll get it to Godverson, who's blocked up front there by McKelvey. Stays on Gibbon's side, and they'll have to pass it across with Carissa Crane out. Kearney Catholic goes slide. Anderson cuts it. Was she in? Yes, she was. A kill for Anderson. So So Megan Anderson with the first kill of the match, and Kearney Catholic with the first point here of the afternoon. And back to serve it away again will be Mestel. She can get on a run. Very accurate server the last couple of years, just a junior. And now the serve is across. Picked up here, Gibbon passes it back over. Right side attack, Conley's going to drive it home in a hurry, and Kearney Catholic up by a score of 2-0. Again, Minden is our third team in the triangular, so they'll be playing in our next two matches. As Messel will fly it across, Godverson got a hand on it. The pass is a little off the mark. Has to be bumped across there by Kate Baker. So Kearney Catholic goes middle to Anderson. Off the partial block from Cranell. It's dug out and passed across by the Buffaloes. A lot of defense right now for Gibbon. Outside attack going to be deep by the Stars. McKelvey sends it too far, and Gibbon is on the board here with their first point of the afternoon. Won't see a lot of substitutions here for Coach Godverson. Only eight girls suited up here tonight, and Taylor Godverson will serve it away. Set outside, Kearney Catholic goes to McKelvey. It's a nice dig and push back across by the Buffaloes. Connor sets middle. Anderson will drive, and it's deep. Out of bounds. We're tied at two. So back-to-back attack errors by the Stars have allowed Gibbon to tie things up here at two apiece. Godverson to serve it away. Goes to the libero, Studi, just a freshman outside. Here's McKelvey, big swing, but an equally nice dig in the back row by Godverson. Good pass set to the outside. The attack trying to find the back corner by Milks is just deep, and Kearney Catholic will pick up the point. Gibbon is one of those teams that's just going to scrap and scrap and scrap, and that is the reputation of the Buffalo program for a number of years for these gals. They just try to keep that ball alive long enough for the other team to make a mistake. Here's Studi with the jump serve, and across it comes to the Buffaloes, who pass it back over. Stars go quick offense, slides Sokolowski, and Bailey will have her first kill. And Kearney Catholic goes up 4-2. Studi on the serve will go back and try and get that lead back up to two where they were just a moment ago. Again, we're playing the best of three. 2:25, got to win by two here in this first week of the season. Studi, a very high toss on that jump serve. Godverson handles it. It stays in the back row. Has to be passed across, but it is there by Brown. Kearney Catholic goes right side. Conley, big swing, and another good dig by Godverson. Gibbon sets middle. Has to tip it. There's a play at the net. It's going to be blocked down by Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski is up there with Haley McKelvey to get the block, and the Stars now take a 5-2 lead. Studi gets it to serve again. Gets way back there, all the way to the wall, about five steps, and fires it across, and her jump serve is just off the back line, out of bounds. So the first service error of the match, and Gibbon will get their second opportunity with Kate Baker, 5'3 junior, to go back there and serve it away. 5'3 Kearney Catholic. Everybody right around that 10-foot line, about the last 6-8 feet of the court, there wasn't anybody there. Short serve, and it's set back across by Conley. Gibbon will set with Melissa Baker. Left-handed attack is taken over softly by Milks. Kearney Catholic goes middle. Sokolowski off the block will get the kill. Second kill for Bailey Sokolowski. Fourth kill for the Stars. And subbing in for Gibbon will be Cheyenne Jordan, a 5'8 sophomore. And for Kearney Catholic, Jamie McCann, a 5'9 junior, comes in for Conley. And McCann will go to the back row. Parr and Wells are your officials tonight. Done this for a number of years, some of the best in the final of the area, but the state tournament referees here tonight. Passes across by Gibbon, but it stays in the front row. Connor has to run it down to the outside. McKelvey with the cut off the arms that time of Jordan, goes into the back row, and Gibbon has to pass it back across. Here's Connor. She's going to set it across right into the hands of Baker. Opportunity here for the Buffaloes. Middle attack goes into the corner for the kill by Cranell. First kill of the match for Gibbon after the long rally, and the Buffaloes will bring in Brianna Gilming. So all eight players suited on the varsity side tonight have already found their way into the match, and Gilming now will serve it away. And the serve is going to go into the net and comes right back over to Kearney Catholic with JV action going on tonight. It leaves a light bench on both sides, each team with just a couple of reserves. Now to serve it away will be McKelvey for Kearney Catholic, leading it 7-4 here. Game one of our first match of the night. Gibbon goes right side attack. Studi picks up the attack of Jordan. Middle attack, dumped down. And a lift going to be called on Kearney Catholic by Sokolowski. More of a throw down than a tip down, and they're going to call her for it. So a point for Gibbon. And back into the ball game is going to be Macy Milks. And Milks will go back to serve it away here for the Buffaloes. Milks floats it down the middle to Studi. Connor, the setter, goes to the outside, right at the net. It's going to be tipped over and down and good by Michaela Mestel. That'll be her first kill of the afternoon. Gibbon was in the net anyway. And Sokolowski will go back and serve it away. Bailey also, her third year of playing here for Coach Chris Connor. Fires it to the far side, picked up by Kate Baker. At the net, has to be punched across and then in the net on the momentum by Melissa Baker. Trying to get it over the net, but her momentum carried her into the net. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Gibbon coach Bob Godberson. We're in the first set, Kearney Catholic 9 and Gibbon 5 on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow! Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow! Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Bailey Sokolowski serves it across out of the timeout, and Gibbon's going to have an attack error putting it into the net, so that makes it 10-5 Stars, their biggest lead here early on. Sokolowski serves across again, Godberson with the return. Dig out back row, McKelvey outside to Mestel, off the block, rolls it down and good, and Michaela with her second kill, and Kearney Catholic now starting to get in a rhythm after a little sluggish start by both teams. Again, Gibbon just trying to keep that ball alive, Kearney Catholic's trying to keep that offense moving quickly. As the serve comes back middle, it's going to be passed close to the net, so close that they have to tip it over, and while tipping it, Gibbons into the net again. So Sokolowski with four straight from the service line. Nothing special, nothing too crazy, no huge jump serve, just trying to move the ball around, and Gibbon having trouble handling it on the pass. This time they don't, though, and Godberson with a good swing, dug out McKelvey, and from the 10-foot line, rolled deep by Mestel and out of bounds. The error will give Gibbon the point. Gibbon trying to get something going here. They've only scored 1 point on their serve, and trying to change that will be Melissa Baker as she rotates back for the Buffaloes. At Studi to Connor, short set, Mestel, great set, and she'll power it down and good. Very quick offense that time from the Stars, and Mestel with her third kill ball comes back over to Kearney Catholic, and Conley will rotate back into the front row. Shayla Connor will go back to serve it away at 13-6 here in the opening game. Soft serve at the 10-foot line, picked up by Melissa Baker. And again, Gibbon just not getting it into the setter very good. Connor sets middle. Anderson hits it off the tape, and it goes down. Megan Anderson getting the bounce off the top of the net, making it 14-6. Gibbon 1-1, splitting with Adams Central and Ravenna last week, and Hastings beating Adams Central and losing to Ravenna. Connor tries to just float that over the net, and it catches the tape for a service error. Gibbon will serve with Cranow back in. And back to serve it away is Harley Brown as we wrap up the first time through the rotation. Goes into the back corner to Mestel. Set on a slide right side Anderson. Good block up front that time. Blocked twice, three times, and then Gibbon can't do anything with it. Cranow was there, and I think it was Anderson that was finally able to tip it away. She was up there blocking, and nobody could help her out with that free ball above the net. And finally, Kearney Catholic just put it away, and now Mestel serves it away. And Gibbon just slaps it back over from Kate Baker. Overset, play at the net, tipped back there by Cranow. Again, joust at the net, won by Kearney Catholic. And Anderson has just picked up her fourth kill, and Gibbon is going to take their second timeout. We're in game one, Kearney Catholic 16 and Gibbon 7. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you high school volleyball tonight here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Gibbon has used their second timeout early in the season. Coach Bob Godfrey just wants to get these girls in the right place here before they can start making good plays. And we see our first ace coming out of the timeout. Michaela Mestel with the ace serve. And she's got a couple in a row. It's now 17-7. Kearney Catholic here in the opening game of this best of three. First match of our triangular. Floats it over, and this time the soft serve will fall in for an ace. So Mestel with back-to-back ace serves. And it's 18-7. Started out close 8-5, but since then a 10-2 run by the Stars, and they're still serving. Here's a good set right side. Godfrey takes it off the block. Kearney Catholic struggling to get back over. Passed over by Mestel. Set to the outside, to the other side to Godfrey. Off the partial block against this taller Kearney Catholic team, and they'll go to McKelvey, who drives it home for her first kill. Gibbon has never been gifted with a lot of height, and Kearney Catholic has some again this year. 6'1", 6'1", 6', 5'10", and they are using it to their advantage that Gibbon just can't get around or over the block. As Mestel serves it away again, up by 12. Outside attack, Cranow. That time it got over the block. Studi makes the dig. Connor gets it middle. Anderson standing spike. Not much on it here, and the Buffaloes will get an opportunity. Out to Godfrey, over the block again. Picked up back row by Mestel. Anderson on the attack. Nice dig out there by the Buffaloes. Run down by Kate Baker and set back over. Shayla Connor, short set right side, and Conley, unblocked, will hammer it down. Kearney Catholic just so quick. Gibbon can stay with them for four or five rallies, but then eventually they just can't get back over to get a block up, and Kearney Catholic not afraid to use a whole lot of different girls. That is the fifth player to pick up a kill here in this opening set, and the Stars now running away with game one by a score of 20-7, and they have scored the last 6 points. Mestel still at that service line, floats it over to Milks, to the 10-foot line, Cranout takes it over to Studi. Stars handling it very well right now. Attack McAlevey. Or McKelvey, excuse me, to the outside. It'll be tipped by Godfrey off Anderson. She regains composure and slams it over for the kill. Megan Anderson with her team-high fifth kill. And the Stars now up 21-7. Gibbon has used both of their timeouts already. Minden waiting next to play here in our triangular. They've kept busy, finished second to Grand Island Central Catholic at their own tournament over the weekend. And now here's another tip down by the Stars on an overpass. McKelvey is there with Anderson. I'm going to give credit to McKelvey. I believe she's the one that got the hand on it. And it's 22-7. Now Gibbon needs to just win a point here so that they have something going when they get to game two. Quite a run by the Stars, who have it on their side again. Anderson over the single block down and good. And it's practice time right now for the Stars. They're moving very well, and they're getting it over the shorter single block for Gibbon. Just too many weapons here right now for the top-ranked Stars. 23-7. Mestel 2 points away, trying to serve it out here. Could do that with 10 in a row. Overpass on the serve. Stars dig, and then they overpass, and it falls. Shayla Connor really kind of made a mistake there on the overpass, but got it to fall, and the center will pick up an inadvertent kill, and Gibbon will bring Cheyenne Jordan back in. And it is now game point for Kearney Catholic. They've scored 10 in a row. And trying to make it 10 straight from the service line to finish it off is Mestel. Picked up by Godfrey. Set back to Taylor. She'll go on the corner attack. Picked up there by Connolly. Connor goes back. Row attack. Mestel right down the middle. It's good. And that's the end of game number one. And Kearney Catholic finishes it in convincing fashion, scoring the last 11 points to take the opening set 25-7. And we'll come back and give you the first set numbers after this on Classic Hits and KKPR.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the numbers from the opening game. Not much there for Gibbon. They had one kill. That came from Carissa Cranow. They had one service point from Taylor Godberson, and that was it. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 12 service points. She had the last 10. Two of them were aces. She had four kills. Haley McKelvey, two kills and an ace block. Morgan Studi, two service points. Shayla Connor, a service point and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski, four service points, two kills. Ellie Conley, two kills. And Megan Anderson had six kills, 17 kills, one ace block, two ace serves as Kearney Catholic cruises to a 25-7 win in our opening set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Minden, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. We'll be back with the second set of our opening match after this timeout.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls' softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the breaks, downtown Kearney. And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School, where game two is about to get underway. And Gibbon will serve it away, moving from right to left in the white jerseys with blue trim. All green with a little gold trim for Kearney Catholic. And Taylor Godberson to serve it away here, see if she can get things going for the Buffaloes after it didn't end very well there in the opening set. Kearney Catholic will drop back four, including the libero Studi, four serve receive. It goes to Sokolowski, passed it into the net. Connor dug it out, but in the net, going to be called on Kearney Catholic. And we'll register that as an ace serve for Godberson. It was not handled all that well in the back row. 1-0 given. This time Sokolowski has it to Connor, sets it back to the right side Mestel. Her corner attack is going to be down and good. Michaela Mestel with the first kill for the Stars here in game two and her fifth of the match. Now re-entering the ball game will be Haley McKelvey, and Studi will check out. And Studi, just a freshman. And you're seeing more and more of that. Gals that can come in as freshmen and play their whole career. And Kearney Catholic has some girls that are juniors that were playing as freshmen. The attack made, and they're going to call it out of bounds on Gibbon. It went behind the antenna that time, a wide pass, and Macy Milks did what she could but couldn't keep it in play. So Mestel now to serve it away again for the Stars. Line drive, serve, what a power. Melissa Baker picks it up on the back line. They get it up front to Milk. She'll roll it off the double block, and the dig is made by McKelvey. Set back to Haley on the outside. Good dig back row by Godberson. Running it down will be the center, Kate Baker, and it's passed across by Gibbon. Kearney Catholic will set middle. Connor gets it to Anderson, and the open look is down and good. Seventh kill for Megan Anderson. But again, pretty good point. It's just that Kearney Catholic are winning most of them right now against Gibbon, and it's 3-1. Gibbon's got to find a way to put them away on that first or second swing because they just can't hang in for long, long points. They haven't won any of the long points anyway. As the Stars have it, set close to the net. Connor had to stay out of the net, so it's just passed over. Here's the set, Baker. Middle attack, Cranow, but it's too strong and out of bounds. Point for Kearney Catholic. And they've scored four in a row now to take a 4-1 lead after winning the opening set, 25-7. Serve Mestel, a serve. A lot of topspin on that one. The third ace serve for Michaela Mestel. And it's tough for Coach Godberson right now. He knows that they're playing the number one team in the state. They just got to find a way to stay competitive. And now a lift going to be called on serve receive. So it's back-to-back aces for Mestel, her fourth. And she's getting a little more aggressive as this match moves along. Coach Godberson just trying to settle his girls down as this pace moves very quickly. Mestel now a lot softer serve, picked up by Godberson, set Kate Baker, right side to Cranow. Off the block, it's picked up Connor, sets to Anderson a little wide, so she goes with the offhand just to tip it over, and it's set back quickly by Gibbon. Connor sets outside, here's McKelvey, tips over the double block, Gibbon saves, tip back, and it's quickly put away by the Stars. Too many tips, and a free ball there for Megan Anderson. She'll record her eighth kill of the match. And Messel continues to keep her serves in. She had 10 in a row to finish off the last set. She's got 6 in a row to start this set. And a good dig on that powerful serve, and it's slapped back across by Macy Milks. Stars actually have to work for it. McKelvey drives it over. Good dig by Melissa Baker to the outside. Milks. It's ricocheted into the crowd. Goes Mestel to save it, and Studi passes it across. That's as good of attack as Gibbons had, and it still comes back over. Now it's not going to come back on Cranow with a little roll off the net. She finally picks up the kill here, and Gibbon will get the ball back. Second kill for Cranow. And back to serve it away will be Kate Baker. Clipped the net but went over. Connor tried to keep it out of the net, and then it's passed back out of bounds. That was kind of messed up from the get-go. It hit the net, and Kearney Catholic just kind of pinballing it all around, just barely getting it over, and then it went out of bounds. So a point for Kate Baker. She'll serve again. Connor sets. Right side, Anderson drives it over. Good dig that time by Brown. Free ball, though. Slapped over once, twice, and finally Anderson's going to do it again. And in the net, called on Kearney Catholic. So many free swings, and Gibbon just kept on digging it. And 3 in a row now for the Buffaloes. So some of that scrappiness showing here in the last couple of points, where they were able to keep it alive until the Stars made a mistake. But now the serve will be deep and back over to Kearney Catholic. 8-4 Stars. They won the opening set 25-7. They scored the last 11 points of the opening game. And now Morgan Studi to serve it away. High toss, has to kind of track it down, and serve is over to Godberson. Set outside, and it's going to be attack long for Melissa Baker. And a point for Kearney Catholic, 9-4. Studi threw it so hard that she was trying to find a way to get under it just to serve it. And Studi fires again. Real high. That's the definition of a jump serve. Really high toss. And Gibbons handle them both, and they get the kill. Middle attack, Macy Milks. And back over to the Buffaloes, and into the ball game is going to be Brianna Gilming. You're listening to High School Volleyball on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Kearney Catholic Triangular. As Gilming serves it across, Stars go to Sokolowski. Couple of tips, back over to Gibbon. And they'll go middle attack. Going to be driven down to the right-hand corner. Brown, but just off the tape. And another point for the Stars, so they'll serve it away again. Don't forget, high school football comes your way this Friday night here on Classic Hits. It is Kearney Grand Island again. Can Grand Island finally break the hex that the Bearcats have had over them? That's live at Foster Field, while on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will host North Platte St. Pat's. 6:30 pregame, kickoff at 7, both nights, or both games. Jamie McCann to serve it across. Gibbon handles. They go on the outside to Harley Brown, who takes it across. Stars pick it up, and McKelvey with the big swing will get the termination. Haley McKelvey with her third kill. 11-5, Kearney Catholic. And McCann picks up her first point from the service line. Didn't get a chance to get around there the second time in the opening set. And just floats this over the top of the net. Godberson runs it down, but nobody can dig it out of the net. It's going to be an ace serve, 12-5, and that will prompt a timeout here from Coach Bob Godberson. Kearney Catholic up in game two, 12-5, after winning the first set, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979. Eighth and Central Kearney.
As we come back to action, Gibbon is in the net with an attack here, so Kearney Catholic picks up a point to go 13-5, and McCann serves it again. Buffaloes get it outside to Brown, who's going to be blocked in the middle by Bailey Sokolowski, And Sokolowski will get her first ace block. And the Stars having an easy time right now. Not an easy time, but they're scoring the points. And here's a service there to give it back over to Gibbon. As we said, Gibbon keeping the points alive, but they just don't have the height and the firepower that the Stars have. And apparently nobody else does. That's why the Stars are number one. Serves across to Mestel. They'll set it to Studi, the libero in the back row, who takes an attack. Doesn't matter. It's out of bounds. I don't think you could do that anyway. I think they're supposed to go to Mestel, but the libero, even in the back row, cannot attack. So it's a point there on the serve for Macy Milks, and she'll serve again. Connor, short set, Sokolowski, off the partial block that time for Brown. Set it to Godberson. She'll hit it deep, and it'll be Kearney Catholic volleyball. 15-7 Stars. Kearney Catholic won the opening game 25-7. Gibbon will come right back to play Minden. It doesn't get any easier. They're ranked fourth in the state. And Haley McKelvey to serve for the Stars. Gibbon handles it, passes it across with Godberson at the 10-foot line. Connor, short set on the slide. Sokolowski had to hustle just to tip it over. And Gibbon's got a chance here. It'll be swatted across by Brown. Stars have it. Another off-balance attack dug in the back row by Gilming to Godberson. Blocked up front by Sokolowski. Solid block, and Gibbon digs. Set towards the net. The attack blocked again by Sokolowski. Gibbon just trying to get it over the double block, and finally Godberson does. Taylor Godberson, with her first kill, gets the ball back over. And it'll be a side out here for the Buffaloes. And serving it away is going to be Melissa Baker. Gets it to Mestel, and they get it right back to her. She has to set it across. Good dig that time on the dive by Godberson. Got it back over. Connor sets Mestel. Good look. Termination for Michaela. Her sixth kill. Don't forget at the end of this and every match, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. And we'll preview the next couple of games to come. So keep it here on Classic Hits. And Sokolowski now to serve it away. Goes deep middle. The dig made there by Gilbing. Set outside, but it's not on the money, and a lift is going to be called. Or do we got in the net called? No, in the net called on Kearney Catholic. They were anticipating an attack and fell into the net. So let's give it back over to Gibbon. Substitution for the Buffaloes. Coming in is Carissa Cranow. Getting ready is Harley Brown to serve it away. And for Kearney Catholic, they've got their six players set up for serve receive. Glad to have you with us here, Doug Duda, at Cope Gymnasium, opening Tuesday of the high school volleyball season. And now everybody's situated on the floor, and we're ready to go. Serves, a big topspin serve that's picked up by Mestel, set to the outside, Anderson over the double block, and a dig made to the back row by Milks. They get it to Godberson, she'll put it down. Good teamwork that time by the Buffaloes. Every once in a while, showing some very good stretches of play. And then able to pick up some points on that. And to serve it away is Harley Brown, looking for two in a row. Right into the middle. Set back to Mestel. Tips it over the single block. Godberson is ready. Here's a set outside to Taylor. She'll swat it over the net. Picked up by Mestel. Players on the floor for the Stars. And then an overpass free ball. Kearney Catholic gets a gift. And Mestel will tip it down for the point. I don't think Gibbon realized what they had there and tried to send it over too quick. And Kearney Catholic, who was out of position, got a break and put it away. Now Conley re-enters the game, and it's 17-10. Connor to serve it across for the Stars. On their way to a first match victory, and Gibbon says not so fast as Carissa Cranow gets her third kill. So since they fell behind 14-5, Gibbon has been playing even with Kearney Catholic. In fact, a little bit better than that. They've outscored the Stars 6-3. And Cheyenne Jordan now going to check into the ball game for Harley Brown, and Taylor Godberson is going to serve it away. Godberson tries to play it deep. Mestel gets it to Connor, sets it to Anderson on the left side. Great dig of the back row again that time by Melissa Baker. Swatted over by Milks. Dig made by Sokolowski. Pass to the outside. The attack by Mestel. One arm save Godberson. Pass towards the front line and set across by Gibbon. Stars forced to work a little bit here, and Anderson will put it away. Megan Anderson with her match-high ninth kill. Side out for Kearney Catholic, 18-11. As we continue on here in the second set, Kearney Catholic cruised in game one. They scored the last 14 or 11 points to win 25-7. Serve across of the Buffaloes, get a big swing from Milks, blocked Anderson, free ball above the net. Gibbon was going to set it up for the point. Milks again goes near corner and got the kill. Macy Milks with her second kill. And after registering just one kill in the opening set, Gibbon has picked up six here in game two, 18-12. And the serve by Kate Baker. Connor sets right side Anderson, this time a quick put away for the Stars. Anderson into double digits now with her 10th kill. Sokolowski rotates back into the front row. Anderson checks out, and Studi will go back and serve it away here for Coach Chris Connor with that jump serve. And here she comes. Throws it up, fires it across right down the left line, picked up there by Baker. Set back to Melissa, and she takes it off the double block for the kill. I don't know if Kearney Catholic is not getting the block up like they want, or if Gibbons just getting a little bit farther off the line than what they were, or off the net than what they were. But back to serve is Brianna Gilman. And Gilman, deep middle to Studi, to Connor, middle Sokolowski, and the quick is down and good. Just the third kill here for Bailey Sokolowski of the match, but it's enough to move Kearney Catholic along. And they have not scored on their serve this entire rotation. Jamie McCann's back there. She was serving the last time Kearney Catholic got a point on serve. And it's 20-13. They won't get one here. It's into the net. Point given, 20-14. As we said, a lot of volleyball action going on in the area tonight, including the Adams Central St. Cecilia matchup. As the serve comes across by Gibbon, they'll get it to the right side from off the net. It's going to be attacked and out by McKelvey. 20-15. Kearney Catholic hasn't ever been in any doubt of needing to use a timeout, but right now Gibbon kind of putting some things together, and Milks, as we say that, serves it out of bounds. So back over to the Stars, leading at 21-15, and Haley McKelvey to serve, 4 points away from the match. Line drive down the middle, takes it right at Milks. Pass to the outside. Godbrison tips it over the double block and finds the floor. Taylor Godbrison with her third kill. And back and forth we go, rotating points, 21-16. Gibbons got to find a way, though, to chip a couple off on their serve here. Connor on the set to the outside. Mestel elevates. Ball goes down. Point Kearney Catholic. Mestel with her eighth kill, it looks like. And four in each game. Back to serve Sokolowski. Anderson into the front row, along with Connor and Mestel. And a soft serve down the middle, stays in the back row, off the dig of Gilming. Godfrey will roll it across to the 10-foot line, trying to go quick, Kearney Catholic, and they luckily get it across because not everybody was ready. Back to the Stars. Now Anderson will drop it down for kill number 11. And it is 23-16. Stars back to Bailey Sokolowski. Studi back in for the Stars, and Brown back in for Gibbon. 2 points away from our first match tonight. Sokolowski serve. Picked up in the middle, but overpass, and the free ball above the net is put away quickly by Megan Anderson, and it is match point now for Kearney Catholic in their second game of the year. And before we see that, Gibbon wants to take a timeout. They've got one to use. Coach Godfrey will use it. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium again. I want to say thank you to all the fine sponsors as we are about to wrap up the first match of the night. This Go Sports postgame show is coming up unless Gibbon can get eight in a row here. But it is match point for Kearney Catholic, and Bailey Sokolowski floats it across here. Picked up by Brown, set to the outside. Godfrey's attack is tipped and back row to Sokolowski. Connor sets outside to Mestel, puts it off the block, down and good, and that is the end of the match. On the kill from Michaela Mestel, her ninth, and Kearney Catholic wins it in straight sets, 25-7 and 25-16. They'll go to 2-0 on the season, and Gibbon will fall to 1-2. Coming up, we'll take a look at all the numbers and get you ready for match two between Gibbon and Minden, and then the feature match tonight will be between Kearney Catholic and Minden at approximately 7 o'clock. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And we're back here at Cove Gymnasium, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center has the gear you need to root on your teams, whether it's the Huskers, the Loafers, the Stars, the Bearcats, or a NFL or Major League Baseball team. Get your gear at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Here's a look at the final numbers from the second set. First of all, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, Carissa Cranow had two kills. Harley Brown had a service point. Melissa Baker had a kill. Kate Baker had two service points. Macy Milks, two service points and two kills. Taylor Godperson had an ace serve and three kills. Gibbon had eight kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Messel had six service points. Two of them were aces. She had five kills. Haley McKelvey, one kill. Morgan Studi had a service point. Bailey Sokolowski, three service points, one kill, and an ace block. Jamie McCann, three service points, one was an ace. And Megan Anderson had six more kills. Kearney Catholic ended up with 13 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves in the second set as they win it 25-16 to sweep the opening match of this triangular from the Gibbon Buffaloes. We'll take a break and take a look at the overall cumulative stats of the two sets right after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small-town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Of course, Gibbon didn't get a whole lot done in that first set, so all but one of the numbers comes from the second set here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Carissa Cranow had three kills. Harley Brown, a service point. Melissa Baker, a kill. Kate Baker, two service points. Macy Milks, two service points, two kills. Taylor Godperson, two service points. One was an ace and three kills. In the match, Gibbon, nine kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. And in about 20 minutes here, they'll get underway against fourth-ranked Minden. Then after that, they're back here at the Kearney Catholic Invitational. We'll tell you about that bracket coming up a little bit later on tonight. I know that they take on Hastings St. Cecilia in the opening match. For Kearney Catholic tonight, once they got started, they were pretty hard to stop, pretty spot on, earned most of the points on the board tonight. Michaela Mestel, far and away the leading server. She had 18 service points. Four of them were aces. She had nine kills. Haley McKelvey had an ace block and three kills. Morgan Studi, three service points. Shayla Connor, a service point and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski, seven service points, an ace block and three kills. Ellie Conley had two service points. Jamie McCann, three service points, one was an ace. And Megan Anderson had a match high, 12 kills. Kearney Catholic had 30 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves as they improved to 2-0 on the season with a 25-7, 25-16 win over Gibbon. They'll play at approximately 7 o'clock against 4th-ranked Minden. And then after that, the Stars will be hosting Adams Central in a duel here on Thursday before their tournament gets underway on Saturday. We'll wrap it up on the Misco Sports postgame show next.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit buildersne.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center with all the brand name clothing that you have come to love. And, of course, it's cooling down a little bit, so if you're out at a cross-country meet or watching some Friday night football, tennis, softball, whatever it is, go styling in a sweatshirt or T-shirt from Misco Sports. And if you need new shoes to fall around in and get that summer out of the way and maybe a new pair for the fall, Misco's has them for you on the bricks downtown Kearney Center. Open late on Thursdays till 8. Kearney Catholic wins our opening match over Gibbon 25-7, 25-16. We'll take about a 12-minute break, and just after the top of the hour, we'll be back with Minden and Gibbon, match 2 of tonight's Triangular here on Classic Hits 98.9.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.